T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, I get the first couple of minutes of the radio broadcast with the great Dr. Joseph Honigman. So the stomach issue you've been helping me with, that I kind of got off track and should have been listening to you even more, end up in a little ER visit. All I'm saying to people out there, go see them at the Weiner Wellness Center, get routine checkups, and save yourself a big copay later down the road. But thank goodness for healthcare, where they're there when you need them. But something else, just to once again support chiropractic medicine worldwide. Earlier this week, don't know how I did it. It wasn't anything strenuous. Pulled the back out, pretty much sedentary, a couple of nights, couldn't sleep. My great chiropractor friend, Dr. Michael Sisk, across the street, I give him a call, I get some stim, I get a little adjustment. I'm up and running literally within an hour or so after that visit. I'm telling you, folks, when they say get well naturally, that's what they want to do. But if you can stay well naturally, that's even better. And today's program is going to fill in the blanks on how you can live a healthier and happier life. And as he likes to say, live long and prosper. If you want to get healthy, listen to this show. And more importantly, 412-922-9355. Give them a call. Make an appointment with this guy right here, Jeffrey Nisnik, Gideon Norbach. And you, ladies and gentlemen, will live a long and happy and healthy life, or as the good doctor likes to say, live long and prosper. Good afternoon, Dr. Honigman. It has been a journey since I have seen you.
Yes, it has, Rob. So you've had an experience with both conventional medicine,
right,
and with natural medicine. And as you said before, you know, conventional medicine has its place.
You need it.
You need to be able to get those tests to rule out that something dangerous isn't really happening to you, that you need immediate care that may save your life. But with getting well naturally, our goal is to keep you healthy, is to prevent these bad things from happening to in the first place. And then if they do happen, it's not going to be a crisis situation, and we can help you get well very quickly. So welcome to another edition of Get Well Naturally. I am Dr. Joseph Honigman of the Weiner Wellness Center, and thank you for tuning in. And I also want to point out that, Rob, you know, our rates are very, very reasonable.
They are.
And I think that most people out there probably think that they're more expensive than they really are. So give us a call and find out what they really are. And I'm sure you will be pleasantly surprised. So today's topic is eat healthy, be healthy, live long, and prosper. So who wants to be happy and healthy as you age? I don't think there are too many people listening right now saying, no, yeah, I think I want to be sick and miserable the older I get. So, for those of you out there, and Rob, would you be interested in adding 7+ years of a healthy life?
Where do I sign?
Or even a more modest goal of 3 to 5 years of a healthy life. 3 years of a healthy life. Now, for those of you 20 years old, you're going, oh, who cares?
You know, but you will get it, though.
But believe me, you know, as time goes on, you're going, yeah, I can get 3 more years of a healthy life. Okay, you know, sign me up. So that's what this show is about. And today we will focus primarily on how our food choices can help us live to be a healthy, ripe old age, along with some intelligent supplementation. I want to be clear that I'm not minimizing the importance of being active, managing stress, and avoiding unhealthy habits such as smoking, because we all know that the combined benefit of choosing a healthy lifestyle is certainly the best way to achieve optimal health. But today, I will discuss the importance of our food choices, because food provides the nourishment, the energy, and the building blocks necessary for us to live and thrive. In addition, food is also information, carrying detailed instructions for every gene and every cell in your body, helping it to renew, repair, and heal, or to be harmed and debilitated, depending on what you eat. It can be either good medicine or it can be bad medicine. Good food can prevent, reverse, and even cure disease. In contrast, on healthy eating, often referred to in our country as the standard American diet, is characterized by high consumption of meat, processed carbohydrates, and sugar-sweetened beverages. This type of diet contributed to more deaths than any other lifestyle factor, and this was recently confirmed by a new study published on April the 24th, 2019, which focused on the health effects of dietary risks of 195 countries. The analysis found that a poor diet kills more people globally than tobacco and high blood pressure, and is actually the leading cause of death worldwide. This is not just my opinion. More than 130 scientists from nearly 40 countries contributed to the analysis, which was published in the prestigious international medical journal, The Lancet. They concluded that better eating could prevent 1 in 5 deaths worldwide, and that a poor diet is actually the leading cause of death worldwide. The data and analysis indicated that 3 dietary factors in this particular study, low intake of whole grains, as well as low intake of fruits, and high consumption of sodium, accounted for more than 50% of diet-related deaths. The other 50% of deaths were mostly attributed to a high consumption of red meat, processed meats, sugar-sweetened beverages, and trans fatty acids. What kind of diet does that sound like to you? That's the standard American diet.
You think people do this, and I'm in that category because we just don't understand or we don't want to take the time.
I think part of it is that we are inundated with all kinds of commercials and information, bad information, telling us that you can have it your way and still be healthy. And so, you know, we go out and we buy processed meats. We eat a lot of fast food. The sugar that we eat actually acts like cocaine in the sense that it stimulates a part of our brain that releases dopamine. And this is going to tell us that what we just ate was really good and that we should eat some more. So we become addicted to bad food. Salt is also something that we needed to survive. And in the past, it was in very, very, very small quantities. So we sought it out. Now, of course, it's in overabundance. And everything is dose-dependent. And certainly salt is dose-dependent. And usually, along with that salt, you're getting a lot of processed food, which is probably even worse than the salt. So the combination is going to increase our risk of chronic diseases such as heart disease, diabetes, obesity, and there are many other chronic diseases that it also contributes to.
Okay, we're going to take a break. He's got so much more to talk about. But if you would like him to set you up on a program, call and make an appointment, 412-922-WELL. 412-922-9355. He's also going to come back and talk about some incredible opportunities when it comes to supplements and how they can help you in this idea of eating healthy, be healthy, live long and prosper. Dr. Joseph Honigman from the Weiner Wellness Center, Get Well Naturally, is back with more on this Saturday, the first day in the month of June already, 2019, KDKA Radio. All right, stick around for that last segment. Great discount on some great supplements that you can interact with what he's talking about. Remember, drweiner.com, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. Eat healthy, be healthy, live long and prosper, and more now with Dr. Joseph Honigman from the Weiner Wellness Center as we continue on Get Well Naturally.
Doc. Thanks, Rob. You know, we left off talking about 130 scientists from nearly 40 countries that did a study and concluded that better eating could prevent 1 in 5 deaths worldwide, and that a poor diet is actually the leading cause of death worldwide. Guess what kind of diet they do recommend? They recommend a whole food plant-based diet, and of course that comes as no surprise to me. However, if you go online and or listen to the radio or even get advice from other health experts, you get lots of opinions on what the best overall diet is, and often it is not a whole food plant-based diet. That can be very confusing, and I believe everybody's entitled to his or her own opinion. However, in my opinion, as well as many other health professionals and According to the abundance of evidence that's out there, there's no doubt that the predominance of well-researched evidence points to a whole food plant-based diet as the healthiest choice overall. Although I want to make it perfectly clear that there are a few exceptions for specific conditions. In another recent 2019 study published in the journal Nutrients, researchers from California's Loma Linda University collected data from 96,000 Seventh-day Adventist adults in the United States and Canada. The investigators found that even eating a relatively low intake of processed and red meat increased the risk of death by 23% and of cardiovascular disease death by 34%, adding to earlier evidence showing that eating meat can negatively impact health and lifespan. Yet, I have personally heard health experts actually recommend to their patients or clients who have high blood pressure or cardiovascular disease to eat amounts of meat that would increase that person's risk of a cardiovascular event. So why does this occur? I believe these recommendations are often based on the healthcare provider's personal experience, such as I feel great and I eat lots of meat. Or I switched my patients from a vegan diet to a paleo diet, which was meat-dominated, and they feel so much better now. In addition, they may talk to other providers with the same experience, and that's how it snowballs. Now, that scenario doesn't surprise me in the least, because there are a substantial amount of people who'd follow a plant-based diet that is more like a standard American diet and not a whole food plant-based diet. They are eating lots of processed carbohydrates, such as white rice and white wheat, in addition to consuming too many sugar and sweetened drinks. So will they do better on a diet consisting of healthier food choices, even if it consists of eating a substantial amount of meat? Of course they will. Of course. However, when done right, I believe there is no diet healthier than a whole food, plant-based diet. And there is an overwhelming amount of evidence that indicates it is the best diet to prevent and even reverse the majority of chronic diseases, such as cardiovascular disease and diabetes. And have no doubt about it, to prevent most chronic diseases, high-quality vegetable protein ought to make up the majority of your protein intake, with small amounts of high-quality animal products contributing to your daily consumption, and that is only if you choose to add them at all. Harvard researchers who studied 120,000 men and women found that there was a 23% higher total mortality rate with low-carbohydrate diets that was high in animal protein. They found that a single 3-ounce daily serving of unprocessed meat increases a risk of death by 10% and heart disease by 18%. And now for some disturbing news to you bacon lovers.
You talking to me?
I think there's a lot of bacon lovers out there.
Bacon's everywhere.
Okay. A single serving of processed meat, which was two slices of bacon or one hot dog, increases risk of cancer death by 16% and heart disease by 21%. In contrast, there was a 20% lower total mortality rate with low-carb diets that were high in vegetable protein. That's a 43% difference between the two. And that study is not alone. In fact, many studies have shown a link between meat consumption and various types of cancer, and notice that the studies I am referring to have included very large numbers of people. So there is an abundance of scientific evidence that an optimal diet is mostly a whole food, plant-based, consisting predominantly of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, nuts, seeds, and legumes. It's also going to be low in refined carbohydrate, animal protein, and animal saturated fat. Not saturated fat in general, but animal saturated fat, as well as trans fats, but is high in dietary fiber, now listen carefully, with adequate omega-3 fatty acids. Rob, do you know that we cannot make omega-3 fatty acids and we need to get them from the food that we eat? I believe omega-3 fatty acids are sometimes overlooked, even by those eating a whole food plant-based diet. And so special attention should be given to this potential health-limiting factor. This is where it can go wrong, even if you're eating a whole food plant-based diet. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for numerous body functions, such as controlling blood clotting and building cell membranes in the brain. And in general, they are anti-inflammatory. Dr. Frank Sachs, professor of cardiovascular disease prevention in the Department of Nutrition at Harvard School of Public Health, explains, there are two major types of omega-3 fatty acids in our diet. One type is alpha-linolenic acid. I refer to it as ALA, which is found in hemp seeds, chia seeds, flax seeds, walnuts, and wild rice, and some dark greens. The other type, eicosapentaenoic acid. You like that? Eicosapentaenoic acid?
Don't ask me to say that.
And docosahexaenoic acid. Do you know what they actually, what they're actually called?
What?
EPA and DHA in fish oil, the omega-3. So when you look in the label, most people are going, how many EPAs and DHAs are there? Now you know why.
Absolutely, I know why.
How much eicosapentaenoic acid and how much docosahexaenoic acid is there? Can you tell me that? I probably get tiring after saying it a dozen times or so. And this is mainly found in cold water fatty fish, such as mackerel, salmon, sardines, and krill. And we benefit from both kinds, the alpha-linolenic acid and the DHA and the EPA. Now, the body will partially convert the plant's ALA to EPA and DHA, but the conversion rate is limited. That's why they'll say, well, you really can't get the DHA and the EPA by getting plants. However, they're missing one important fact. While DHA and EPA is abundantly present in cold water fish, fish oils, and krill oils, they are originally synthesized by microalgae and not by the fish. When the fish consume phytoplankton that consume microalgae, they accumulate the omega-3s in their tissues. So, an easy way to get a sufficient amount of plant-based EPA and DHA omega-3 fatty acids is by taking a high-quality microalgae plant-based supplement. And they're pretty common. You can find them online and in natural food stores. We're going to be getting one shortly. At least I've been told that. So the omega-3 fatty acids, ALA, EPA, DHA, are all beneficial. Unfortunately, most Americans do not get enough of either type. For good health, you should aim to get at least one rich source of omega-3 fatty acids in your diet every day, and that could be through a serving of fatty fish, such as salmon, or a handful of walnuts or ground flaxseed mixed into your morning oatmeal, or take a suitable supplement. Now that we've addressed the issue of omega-3s in our diet, let's get back to what makes a whole food plant-based diet so good. Part of the reason is that a whole food plant-based diet is rich in antioxidants and phytochemicals. Phytochemicals are plant chemicals that have protective and disease-preventive properties. There are more than 1,000 known phytochemicals. A few are lycopene in tomatoes and flavonoids in fruits. And where are you going to get them from? Plants. So what's the story on antioxidants in our food? Now we're going to get to antioxidants. In a 2010 extensive study published in the journal titled The Total Antioxidant Content of More Than 3,100 Foods, Beverages, Spices, Herbs, and Supplements Used Worldwide, data was gathered by a respected board of 16 scientists from throughout the world. They found, on average, plants have 64 times more antioxidant content than meats. And what do we use antioxidants for? We use it to control free radicals. And why do you take vitamin C? It's because it's a great antioxidant. Even when compared against the highest rated meat, which is chicken livers, the average plant has over 11 times more antioxidant content. The conclusion of this study was, verbatim, this database is, to our best knowledge, the most comprehensive antioxidant food database published, and it shows that plant-based foods introduce significantly more antioxidants into human diet than non-plant foods. However, as I said before, vegan and other plant-based diets can be a total disaster if one is consuming too many refined oils and processed products. Even GMO white bread with artificial ingredients added is vegan. But it would be a ridiculous claim to say that it is better for you than salmon. To achieve maximum health benefits, you want a diet that's anti-inflammatory, anti-carcinogenic, anti-aging, filled with phytonutrients and antioxidants, and that is a whole food, plant-based diet. Now, imagine if you could live to be into your 90s or 100 or more. Feel vibrant, still be out in the garden, growing your favorite herbs and vegetables, or chopping wood and dancing the night away, or taking a long walk in your favorite park, enjoying all the trails, not just the flat paths. That's how many of the people in their 90s and even the centenarians in the Blue Zones live their lives. So that's what I'm going to be talking about.
All right, sounds good. Remember, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. Dr. Joseph Honigman at the Weiner Wellness Center. Get Well Naturally continues. Eat healthy, be healthy, live long and prosper. His topic for this week. Eat healthy, be healthy, live long and prosper. We are talking to Dr. Joseph Honigman of the Weiner Wellness Center. 412-922-WELL. Let him set you up on this program. 412-922-9355. And stay with us because the last segment, a great way to save on amazing supplements that you can work with and use what he's talking about. You put the two together, it's an incredible 1-2 punch. Doc, go ahead.
Thanks, Rob. We left off and I was talking about how you could live to be into your 90s or 100 or more and feel vibrant and still be extremely active. Now, I've talked about this before, but I find it so fascinating that I'm going to share it with you again. Dan Buettner, an explorer, National Geographic fellow, and award-winning journalist coined the term Blue Zones. He, along with his team, discovered five places in the world where people live the longest, healthiest lives. Actually, what happened was Dan and his team drew blue circles on the map of these areas and began referring to them as Blue Zones, hence the term Blue Zone. The story begins with Dan approaches National Geographic with the idea to research health and longevity hotspots. And he's given support by the National Geographic, and he's also awarded a grant from the National Institute of Aging to move forward on his project. So over the next 7 years, that's 7 years, Buettner, along with his team of experts, circled the Earth, making numerous trips to each of the Blue Zones and meeting the extraordinary people who live there. In each place, they confirmed that people were really as old as they said they were, and that's important because earlier claims about long-lived people in places like the Pakistan's Hunza Valley, and I'm not picking on them, but I'm using them as an example, had all been debunked after researchers discovered that many residents didn't actually know their ages. They didn't have birth certificates. For villagers born without birth certificates, it was easy to lose track. 1 year they were 80, a few months later they might have been 82, before too long they were 100. However, Buettner and his team interviewed hundreds of confirmed centenarians. In these blue zones, people enjoy up to a 3 times better chance of reaching 100 than we do, and groups of people grow old without the chronic diseases that rob us of our quality of life, even if they don't kill us. It's not much fun to be 100 or 90 with severe back pain, heart disease, diabetes, or other debilitating chronic diseases. So where are these blue zones located? In Dan's book, The Blue Zone Solution, 5 places met the criteria, and they are a location in Ikaria, Greece, which is an island off the coast of Turkey that has one of the world's lowest rates of middle-age mortality. In other words, you have an excellent chance of reaching a healthy old age. And since it also has the lowest rates of dementia, you actually remember your real age. Okinawa, Japan, which is home to the world's longest lived women. The highlands of Sardinia, an island in Italy, off of Italy, an Italian island. This is where the highest concentration of men who live to be 100 or more reside. Guess where Sardines got their name? Sardinia? Sardinia, Italy? Sardines are healthy for you. What are they high in? Omega-3 fatty acids, right? All right. Next, Loma Linda, California. A community of Seventh-day Adventists who have a life expectancy that's 7 years longer if you're a woman and up to 11 years longer if you are a man than other Americans. Okay. Nicoya, Costa Rica, a place where middle-aged residents have about a fourfold, that's four times as much, a fourfold greater chance of reaching 90 than people in the United States. And they have the second highest concentration of male centenarians, men who live to be 100 or longer. Dan, in one of his interviews, I love these examples that he gave. Dan, in one of his interviews, gives remarkable examples of the people he met during his adventure, including 104-year-old Giovanni of Sardinia. Buettner says he was out chopping wood at 9 in the morning, 104 years old. And there was a steady parade of people coming by to ask his advice. He lived to be over 112 years of age, actually close to 113. And Dan also talked about Marge Jeton of Loma Linda, California. At 100, she walked a mile before breakfast, rode 6 to 8 miles on a stationary bike, and volunteered every day. She died at 106 years of age. And wait, there's more. There's also Dr. Ellsworth Wareham from Loma Linda, a retired heart surgeon who died this past October, a few months after he celebrated his 104th birthday. Now, that's quite an accomplishment, living to be 104. But there's more. This man at age 100 plus was still doing a lot of his own yard work and taking regular walks and driving his car. He believed the secret to a long and healthy life for him was his vegan diet. That's a diet that does not contain any animal products whatsoever. He also kept his sharp mind and perfect memory, listen to this, Rob, which helped him work until the age of 97, show 97 off. Years old,
show off,
assisting as a cardiothoracic surgeon.
Amazing.
97. He was still doing 20 open heart surgeries a month at 97. The key point to remember is that they all reached 100 plus years of age, still being active and feeling healthy. Hey, what about reaching even 90 years of age in good health and then passing away? Not bad for most people, right? Okay. All right. Each Blue Zone is distinctive. I want to make that clear in their recipe for longevity because it's going to be unique to where they live and to their culture. However, one common denominator is that the diet in all five Blue Zones is a whole food plant-based diet. In general, Buettner and his team found that the longest lived are getting 95% of their calories from plants and only 5% from animal products. Contrary to what the paleo or Atkins diet says, these folks actually eat a high-carb diet, but a healthy high-carb diet. About 65% of their diet is whole grains, beans, and starchy tubers. Nuts are their choice for snacks. Beans, including fava, black, soy, and lentil, are the cornerstone of most centenarian diets. In contrast, meat is eaten on average only 4 to 5 times per month. That's about one time a week, that's all. And in a serving of 3 to 4 ounces, about the size of a deck of cards. Now, fish is eaten approximately 2 to 3 times per week. So it's eaten a little bit more frequently than red meat, but also in just 3 to 4 ounce servings. Okay. Still, when you do the numbers, it's approximately 95%. Is whole food plant based, and 5% is from animal products, still whole food products. So it's pretty much 100% whole food plant based diet. The bottom line, they're eating a diet consisting predominantly of whole fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes, and nuts and seeds. It's going to be high in dietary fiber, with adequate omega-3 fatty acids, don't forget. That can be a rate-limiting factor to your health, along with plant protein and occasional animal protein. However, the ratio and kind of plants eaten will vary according to the culture and where you live. For example, in Sardinia, Italy, a diet from the world's longest-lived men, top foods included a whole wheat sourdough bread, that uses live lactobacilli to rise the dough. They enjoy fava beans and chickpeas, which are eaten in soups and stews, and they enjoy a little wine. Top Adventist foods include avocados, salmon, nuts, beans, and other legumes such as lentils and peas. In Nicoya, Costa Rica, maize, you know, that's like, you know, all natural corn, basically, squash, papayas, yams, and peach palms. Peach palms is going to be unique to Nicoya, Costa Rica, and to that area. And they also eat beans and rice every day, often with every meal. Top longevity foods from Okinawa, home to the world's longest lived women, include bitter melons, tofu, purple sweet potatoes, brown rice, green tea, shiitake mushrooms, fish, and seaweed. Now for some sad and disturbing news. More recently, trouble has arrived in Okinawa. Fast food has arrived and taken over. Okinawa now hosts more than a dozen Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurants. Okinawans have greatly increased their consumption of meat. They eat more processed carbohydrates, and they tripled their sodium. What do you think the end result is of these unhealthy lifestyle changes? In just two generations, Okinawans have gone from the leanest Japanese to the fattest. So it's not genetics that has the final say. It is our food and lifestyle choices. What do they drink in the Blue Zones? Easy. Water is the best longevity beverage on earth. It was also found that herbal and green teas probably have a strong longevity claim. I also want to point out that the Icarians off the coast of Turkey, they eat a Mediterranean diet that favors fresh vegetables, wild greens such as dandelions and wild fennel, whole grains, fruits, fish, olive oil, goat's milk, little goat's milk and goat's cheese, and they typically consume meat once, possibly twice a week. I think that's a diet that a lot of people in the United States can follow. So I wanted to mention that. So how can the listener, how can all of you out there listening learn from the Blue Zones to improve your food choices and eat healthy, be healthy, live long and prosper? After all, for the average individual, there may be a lot of confusion as to which diet is the best because of all of the differing opinions, including ketogenic, vegan, Mediterranean, Nordic, paleo, etc. Well, I believe it would benefit you to make an appointment with me because I can help you navigate through the confusion of conflicting messages and advice that you read on the internet and books, watch on TV, and even hear from other health and wellness experts. My approach is not dogmatic, and there are many healthy versions of a whole food plant-based diet you can choose from. In other words, I can work with you no matter what your food preferences are.
We're going to come back, and you're going to want to stick around. The best, we are saving it for last. An opportunity to save a whole lot on some supplements that you can use in your everyday life. Don't forget drweiner.com, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. All right, back, ladies and gentlemen, on the Weiner Wellness Center program, Get Well Naturally. And we were talking about a number of things during the break, but this really is a good time to get out and take a nice walk and really take a really close look at who you are and evaluate who you are. It's a good time to be alive in Western Pennsylvania, Doc.
It really is. And you know, I always talk about Frick Park and my love for Frick Park because it's actually a place that's in the middle of the city and you can go out and do what I call forest bathe. You can just immerse yourself in the trees and listen to the birds sing and just hang out there for like 10 minutes and let that stress just kind of, you know, drip right away. And I find it to be very, very soothing, and it helps to bring me back into the moment. I love it.
Listen, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. Listen to this opportunity. Names that you have recognized, especially if you've been listening to this program or you've been to the Weiner Wellness Center, incredible discounts today through next Friday. His gift to you, the audience. Go ahead, Doc.
All right, thank you. You know, I left off talking about how if you make an appointment with me, I can lead you through the confusion as to which diet is best because of all of the differing opinions. Now, some of you may choose to eat more animal products and some of you less or none at all. My goal is to help you make the healthiest choices with whatever meal plan you choose to follow. I want everyone to be at ease when they walk into my office and know that there is no set dogma of what I expect you to eat. I've helped many people improve their health who have chosen from a wide variety of food choices. And also lose a lot of weight in the process if you need to do that. So for those of you who want to improve the quality of your life and in the process add a few years to it, make an appointment with me. I am Dr. Honigman, and together we will figure out the right style, the right lifestyle and style and diet for you. The phone number, of course, is 412-922-9355. Now, although lifestyle excellence is our foundation, even with a perfect diet, the combination of our depleted soils, the storage and transportation of our food, genetic alterations, and the increased nutritional demands resulting from the toxic overload and stress we experience on a daily basis in addition to our individual health challenges makes it almost impossible for us to get all we need solely from the foods we eat. I believe many of you listening could benefit from my following recommendations. However, remember, there are other good choices. The ones that I'm recommending, however, are great choices, and today through next Friday, you can purchase them at a 20% discount. So in general, a multivitamin and multimineral are usually wise choices, that's wise, for most people. And let's start with Ultra Preventive 10, which is Douglas Labs' most comprehensive multivitamin and bioavailable mineral supplement with organic fruit, vegetable, and phytonutrient blend added for optimal health. This is an all-in-one supplement, and if you take the recommended amount, you really don't need an additional mineral supplement, which is highly unusual. And for kids, there is Douglas Labs Ultra Preventive Kids. This is a great-tasting, chewable multivitamin mineral trace element supplement designed for children ages 4 years and up. It provides 28 vitamins, minerals, and trace elements in bioavailable forms and nutritionally meaningful amounts. In other words, they're not just thrown in there to tell you that, oh yeah, we have that too. These are nutritionally meaningful amounts that are added. There is no comparison, for example, if you look at the Flintstones vitamin for kids and compare it to the Douglas Labs Ultra Preventive Kids. They're not even in the same league, not even close. Ultra Preventive Kids also features bioavailable methylated versions of B vitamins that the body can utilize without conversion. That's what we're talking about when we talk about bioavailable. It's really easily assimilated into our bloodstream to get to where it needs to go to do its thing, its nourishment, its antioxidant power, its phytonutrient power. Lutein, which is a phytonutrient, is added for its benefits to children's developing eyes. Nutritional Frontiers is an excellent mineral choice. And it's kind of an insurance to be sure you're getting all of the macro and micro minerals, many of which are depleted in the foods that we are eating because of the declining soil quality. For those who are lacking good sources of DHA, docosahexaenoic acid, right? Okay. DHA and EPA, omega-3 fatty acids, I am recommending taking a high-quality microalgae plant-based supplement, or we carry the most excellent Douglas Lab Quail Fish Oil, which offers supercritical carbon dioxide extracted oils. Supercritical carbon dioxide extraction. Most people are, what the hell? What's that? You know, what's supercritical? Well, supercritical carbon dioxide extraction technology ensures that omega-3 fatty acids are extracted without high temperatures. That's great. They're also extracted without oxygen or traditional chemical solvents. The result is a fish oil of exceptional purity that can deliver concentrated amounts of EPA and DHA in just one serving. And I'm recommending Douglas Labs Methyl B12 Plus, which provides a patented form of L-methylfolate and B12. This is designed to rapidly be dissolved in the mouth and swallowed. Methylfolate and methylcobalamin, which is what is being offered in this supplement, are the predominant forms of folate and vitamin B12 that are found in the body, making it more easily available to use. Now, everybody should be taking this. I believe just about everybody should be taking this supplement because as we age, we have less stomach acid and it's harder for us to absorb vitamin B12. But especially for vegans or people who are doing a whole food plant-based diet, make sure that you are getting a high-quality B12 supplement, and this is one. So, the following supplements, today through next Friday, are being offered at a 20% discount. That's Douglas Ultra Preventive 10. Nutritional Frontiers multivitamin, we're also offering that as well. It's a very good multivitamin. For kids, Douglas Labs Ultra Preventive Kids. Nutritional Frontier Minerals, or Mineral Rich. Douglas Lab Quell Fish Oil. Douglas Labs Methyl B12 Plus. To order, call 412-922-9355. That's 412-922-WELL. If you forgot the name of any of the supplements that are on sale, just call. And whichever wonderful staff member answers the phone, he or she has a list and will be able to help you. You can also use that number to make an appointment. You will be surprised, as I said before, at our very reasonable rates. Now, I am Dr. Honigman, and we have a little bit of time, but before that time runs out, I want to wish all of you a great weekend. Rob, I want to wish you a great weekend. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in.
Listen, it's always a great weekend when I spend a little time with you to get a weekend officially underway. And we're just minutes away from wrapping up. Raja coming up. And then later, Mr. Mangino's got that interview I've been telling you about with John Burnett. You know, when you think about taking control of your life back, it really does start with the things that you use to fuel your body. And the things that you were talking about today really are going to do nothing but help you. And then when you supplement these supplements in there with it, with the price as far as what you're giving people to save, 20% through next Friday, this is a win-win all the way around.
Absolutely. As I said before, there are a lot of other great lifestyle habits that you need to make sure that you're participating in and doing. But if you don't have a good diet, and if you're not, don't have the right supplements in this day and age, like B12, folate, you're going to be lacking.
Always good seeing you. See you next week, okay?
Thank you.
drweiner.com. Let him help you. Let him keep you well naturally. And if you need to get well naturally, that's what they do best at the Weiner Wellness Center. Their number, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. Find more at drweiner.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.